Welcome to Season 3 of the UK Virtual School Podcast with your host, Sid, educational disruptor and founder of the first online school that dares to be different. Our third season marks the end of the third academic year, where we interview parents, students and teachers who are part of the UK Virtual School family. If you are new to our podcast, please do check out the golden gems from seasons 1 and 2. Now, this podcast is for homeschoolers, home educators, world schoolers, and those parents seeking for an alternative that is effective, flexible, and high quality. If this sounds like you, why not join us in disrupting education as we know it and creating a legacy of learning that's full of passion and enthusiasm. Welcome to the UK Virtual School Podcast. Hi guys, welcome to another podcast. This is Sid speaking, the founder of UK Virtual School. So today I wanted to have a chat about our school in terms of how students find it. I caught up with one of our students earlier this year and I had a little bit of an interview with him. So I wanted to share the interview that took place and the conversation that we had to give you a little insight of what some of our students think when it comes to UK Virtual School. I don't know how long Ash has been with us. He's been with us for a little while and he has been coming to the sessions and he caught up with me earlier this year and we had a discussion about what the advantages are of being online. Let's have a little listen to the interview that him and I had a couple of months ago. Let's dive in and have a look at what are the advantages of being online. So you've been with us for a little while now and it'd be great to get your insights, and if you could share with the audience what you think is great about being online and how you first felt when you first joined, because there's loads of families that might be out there that are listening and they're slightly nervous or they're anxious about being online. They're not sure how it's going to work. So what would you tell them about your own experience?
Probably that I don't have to get up too early, to be honest. I was a bit nervous when I first joined, but I got used to it. That the teachers are nice and friendly. I like the maths a lot. And the Myths and Legends probably are my favourite.
Okay, thanks for sharing that, Asha. So that sounds really exciting that you mentioned Monsters and Myths. So Monsters and Myths was, for those of you that are listening that might not be familiar with it, Monsters and Myths was a subject that we added at the end of the last academic year. And it looks at Greek mythological stories. And James, who teaches them, really brings them alive. But I want to hear your perspective, Asha. Like, tell us what Monsters and Myths is and how you're finding the course itself.
Monsters and Myths, basically, like history of the Greeks. It's all the Greek history. So if you're interested into Greek mythology, it's quite a good thing. I've been learning the Odyssey, which is quite a good story. It's from there was a war in Troy. And on the way, it's this man's journey back from the war, and there was this big cyclops creature that he stole sheep and goats from him, and he tried to eat him. And then he managed to escape to this island with a witch on it, which turned all of his people into animals. He stayed there for a year and then left the land of the dead. And that's how much we learned in it.
That sounds super interesting. I wish I was a kid again and we were learning about all the Greek mythological stories, because they sound so awesome. So how do you find your teacher, James? Because he also teaches creative writing and I know that you do that as well. So how do you find him as a teacher? Is he really interesting? And yeah, how do you find him?
Is that he's quite nice, because with my creative writing story, I don't really like writing stories in the person, though I quite like it.
That's brilliant that he has grown a love of writing stories for you. And I think that's what the most interesting thing is about UK Virtual School, because students come to us and they're feeling a little bit nervous or not confident in a particular subject. And then we work with them over a period of time and they start to feel a lot more confident. So I'm glad that that's been the case for you as well when it comes to creative writing. So I wanted to move on, Asha, to talk about if you were giving some top tips to a family that was considering UK virtual school or even any online school and they were looking at taking the leap, what would be your top tips to them? Can you kind of put together what you think would be good for people to know?
Don't get too nervous when you're doing stuff like that because the teachers are nicer. And also, you do get homework as well after the first week. There's chat as well, which you can use that. If you get a bit nervous, you can just type in the chat. There's somebody in my class that asks the teacher to read it for them because she's a bit nervous on reading it herself, maybe. So if you want to do stuff like that, you can.
I love that you shared that tip, not to be nervous and to actually realise that there's more than one way of communicating. Because I think most people think because our cameras are switched on that they have to verbally communicate and they always have to be put on the spot. And that's not the case, right? There's three different ways you can communicate. You can put your hand up, like you said, and answer questions or put things into chat or even put things directly to the teacher. So yeah, brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. Tell me a little bit about homework. How does it work? And how does that work with our 3-week structure as well? Like, how does that work? Because we only have 3 weeks of teaching time. So tell us a little bit about the homework.
Homework at the beginning of the year, it depends because the teachers change, but changed with my previous teacher. She used to do the stuff with the homework on like Tuesday or Wednesday, like two or three days before it was due. She'd like do the stuff that she set for it with the new teacher. She does the stuff for the homework in the previous week, so you know what you're doing. And you got a whole week to do it, basically, from Friday to next Friday. When you get a week off or 2 weeks off at the end of the month, you get 2 or 3 weeks to do it.
Thank you so much, Asha, for sharing those details with us. I'm so glad that we managed to catch up, even though it was a little brief. But thank you so much for taking part and sharing your insights. I'm sure some of the kids are going to find them useful. So guys, there you have it, my little catch-up interview with Asha, where we discussed everything related to UK Virtual School and his experience of how it's been like attending UK Virtual School. And it was the first time he did an online school and he's adapted really well, enjoys the subjects and is thriving. And you heard that from him directly, which is awesome. So I wanted to talk about the experience that kids have when they come to us, because I think it can be really nerve-wracking. And what we've done this academic year is added a layer of support to allow that transition to be a lot more smoother. So when Asha joined and also the last 3 years that we've been operating, we didn't have this layer of support and we realised that we were getting a lot of kids that were coming in, and we were a small school back then as well, and we're constantly growing. But when we were a smaller school, it was easier to manage because it was all centralised and everything would come through me. And what we've realised recently is that having an extra layer of support in terms of transition and then monitoring if you've got any needs that aren't being met or you just need that little bit more hand-holding is going to be so beneficial for some of our kids. So what we've done now is Andra Mackie, who's amazing, she's our maths, primary maths teacher, she has been given the responsibility of an induction lead and she holds transition meetings with all new families. So when you enroll with us now, you get to experience a 15-minute transition meeting with Andra Mackie. What that meeting is all about is kind of finding out a little bit more about your kids. So I have an initial meeting with you and we discuss about why you've decided to home educate, what you're looking for when it comes to us, and how you want to work with us, because there's loads of different ways that we can support you and it's about finding the right way to kind of make that work for you. And then what Andra Mackie does is takes what you've agreed to do with us and takes information about your, or asks questions about your child to find out how we can better support them in the classes that you've chosen. So it might be that you've opted in for year 5 maths and English and maybe even science, but your child is a little bit nervous. And so Andra Mackie will take some information that will help her to better inform the primary team, and then they'll be aware of what to look out for. Like, maybe your child doesn't like being put on the spot. Now, we're not going to know that until you communicate that with us. Or maybe they find it difficult to see certain colours on the screen, or they are not very good at writing, and so being asked to kind of write everything down constantly is going to make them switch off. Or maybe it is that they struggle with certain things. They struggle with the tech. Like, you can't even do a checklist of, like, what is it that you need support with? This is why we have a meeting, because I think every child is so unique, and we celebrate that uniqueness. And to better understand your child, it's better to have a human that is able to ask you questions and be able to make notes and then able to relay that information to the rest of the team. So Andrea Mackey is that port of call, and she's amazing. She'll have that initial meeting. And if you need ongoing support because that first meeting is not enough for you, or that there's going to be certain issues that require a little bit more handholding, she'll be there. So you can reach out to her to request a meeting and have that person to handhold you a little bit more. So that's been another layer of support that we've added this year. Finally, we've also kind of added our team lead. So we've not had this before. We've got a head of primary, head of secondary, and we've got head of enrichment. And so across all of these three areas, we've got a touch point. So there's Andrea Mackey for primary. She's got lots of responsibilities. There's William for secondary, and there's Eloise for enrichment. And between them, they form a solid leadership team alongside myself, and we're able to support the entire school collectively. And so we're transitioning into this new phase now where UK Virtual School is growing, and we still want to keep hold of that family feel that we have, and I still believe that we can do. And in order for us to continue providing all the things that I have planned, because I have a lot of plans, all the things that we have planned, we need to actually grow our student body, and then that will enable us to provide lots of new opportunities for the kids. So this year we've also, and I know I said that my last point was final, but I've got something else to add, because we've also added the social playrooms this year, and that has come from the fact that we're now able to support the development of that because of the fact that we've got a growing body of students. So we love the fact that parents recommend us. It's awesome. We've got some amazing parent ambassadors who just love talking about UK Virtual School because their children have just completely thrived since they've been with us. And we've got some families that have been with us for, this is their fourth year, so they've been with us right from when we first started UK Virtual School back in June 2020. And it's super amazing that they're still here, because when we started back then, most families were just going through a phase during COVID where they needed online support. And it wasn't until after COVID that we had people that wanted to work with us on a longer term basis. But interestingly, we've had a couple of families that utilized us in the first year, and they've come back to us this year. So they've had a few years away from UK Virtual School, and they realize how much they miss it. They miss the fact that everything was sorted for them, everything was under one umbrella, they could focus on more the fun stuff or talents that they're working on. So they've come back to us 3 years later, and it's so interesting to see how the kids have grown up and how they're thriving and they're working on so many amazing things. So I love finding out the stories of our students, because I think it's just amazing how different they all are, and they bring something unique to our community. Like, we are this bubble, and I keep talking about this in my podcast, we're just literally a bubble. We're separate from everything else out there, and I love it, because the community that we've developed, everyone looks out for each other. The parents are so lovely. The students are amazing. And we have little hiccups here and there, right? But it's about the communication being open and transparent and holding on to those core values that drive us to form a community. Those four core values, which I talk about all the time, curiosity, innovation, growth mindset, and diversity and inclusion, are so central in how we work. And I think we've got a really good presence on our website of those four core values, that we're attracting the right families to us. So it's amazing that we have come this far in what has been just over 3 years, and this is our fourth academic year. Super excited. And so I'm going to keep this podcast fairly short and brief, because I'm sure there's loads of ones that are really long. And this was just a little kind of insight into some of the changes that we are bringing forward. And yeah, touching base with Asher as well and finding out what his thoughts were, because he's been with us over the last year. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into the UK Virtual School podcast with your host, Sid. I look forward to having you join me again soon. In the meantime, if you're considering online schooling to take away the stress of having to plan and structure everything yourself, why not head over to our website, www.ukvirtualschool.com. You can join in our next online open day or book in a Zoom meeting with me to discuss options. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.